This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. President Trump is targeting a Chicago legal powerhouse in his latest attack on law firms in the country. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Trump's executive order seeks to strip Jenner and Block of any federal contracts and its lawyers of security clearances. Trump cited the firm's past employment of a lawyer who was part of former FBI Director Robert Mueller's probe into Trump's ties to Russia. Jenner also is waging lawsuits against the Trump administration, and one of those involves the halt of federal funding to healthcare providers that offer gender transition treatments to teenagers. Jenner also represents immigration advocates who are challenging Trump curbs on asylum rights and an environmental group suing over Trump's funding freeze. The firm says it will continue serving its clients with integrity and will pursue all appropriate remedies. A major labor union is furious with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker because he vetoed a bill to enhance protections for warehouse workers. My colleague Alex Degman reports the Warehouse Worker Protection Act would have required employers to give employees written descriptions of any quotas they have to hit, including how many tasks are required and within what time frame, and it would have banned quotas that encroach on meal or restroom breaks. Governor Pritzker vetoed the measure. He says it isn't clear who is covered by the law, whether there is due process in enforcing it, and it doesn't set out how penalties and damages would work. Teamsters Joint Council 25 calls Pritzker a billionaire governor who abandoned people working under dangerous production quotas, and they say the governor's veto is reckless, and they suggested Illinois needs better leadership. Illinois residents are worried about teacher shortages and underfunded public schools. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports an annual nonpartisan poll from the Illinois Education Association shows people are really worried about the shortage of teachers and support staff, including bus drivers and nurses. Over 70% of people surveyed say funding for public schools should increase. 4 in 5 people support high school students learning about slavery. Most said they oppose book bans, but 36% of people said teaching about sexuality should be excluded. The Loyola men's basketball team faces off tonight against Kent State in the quarterfinals of the NIT, the National Invitation Tournament. The NIT is widely considered the next best basketball tournament after the NCAA and features teams that just missed out on March Madness. Ramblers head coach Drew Valentine says his team has what it takes to go all the way.
I think just the care factor. I think at this time of the year, it's like that refuse to lose attitude. It really comes into play. Obviously, you got to have a little luck, too. But if we have a really good mindset, I think, we got a chance to win this tournament.
Unlike the NCAA tournament, the first 3 rounds of the NIT are played on campus courts instead of neutral sites. The Ramblers have the advantage tonight of a home crowd, with the game being played at Gentile Arena. Weather partly sunny, a high in the low 50s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Cloudy on Thursday, a little rain in the morning, high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.